Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Special Board Meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here today. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you'd wish to give a comment during the public comments section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially begin today's special board meeting. Today is Thursday, October 7th, 2021, and the time is 7:07 p.m. With that, Ms. Covarrubias, if you may please call the meeting to order.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here today. I would like to officially call our meeting to order.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. With that, I'll take roll call. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Dr. Yapano?
Here.
Dr. Dikpash?
Here.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. We have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dikpash?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you would like to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now.
Good evening, board members. Good evening, team that's on the call. This is Dr. Lopez. I just wanna, with Magnolia Public Schools, I just wanna acknowledge we completed our vaccination clinic at Magnolia Science Academy 3 tonight. It was a wonderful event. We had 15 participants register, but we actually had 30 participants have the vaccine administered for COVID vaccine, as well as the booster shot. It was a really great opportunity to serve our community and our commitment to continuing to bring partners to our school sites and also connect our community to sustainable partnerships. So we look forward to the next opportunity, and also for any families that came and we weren't able to help them on the day of today, we were able to schedule future appointments for families, which was really wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Dr. Lopez. Is there any further comments from the members of the public? Perfect. If not, we'll move forward next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Good afternoon, board members, staff, Magnolia community, Alfredo Rubalcaba, superintendent, Magnolia Public Schools. I hope everyone is well and everyone is safe and healthy. I don't have any updates at this time. I'll turn it back over to you, Jen.
Thank you. Is there any announcements from our board members before proceeding? Perfect. If not, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the action items, starting with 2A, board approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant of AB 361, Government Code Section 5495.3. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Yes, thank you, Jen. Again, Alfredo Rubalcaba. So as all of you are aware, last year, the governor, because of the pandemic, did issue an emergency declaration, which gave LEAs like ourselves the flexibility to hold our board meetings virtually. And with that, we have been doing that since March of 2020. And with this executive order, it was supposed to expire as of September 31st, 2020, and it did, but Assemblywoman Luz Rivas did proposed legislation, which did pass both houses, and it was signed by the governor, which is AB 361, which affords us more flexibilities after September 31st. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Jen, who's been working very closely with our legal counsel, but also on the advocacy front to learn everything there needs to, you know, be about AB 361 and to implement it across MPS. I'll turn it over to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. Good evening, everyone. Again, this is Jennifer, Executive Assistant and Board Secretary. As Alfredo mentioned, Executive Order N2920, which provided certain flexibilities for conducting teleconference meetings, was suspended on September 30th of 2021. Before then, the governor signed into law Assembly Bill 361, which in essence continued the flexibilities in conducting public meetings virtually. So while AB 361 offers similar flexibilities to that of the expired N2920 executive order, there are key differences. And I do want to note that these key differences that were stated in the bill has been something that Magnolia Public Schools has already been doing in our board meetings. Those differences or those stipulations in the bill include notice of meetings and agenda postings pursuant to the Brown Act, allowing public access to the meeting, which we have been doing by inputting the link and the dial-in information in our agendas, a public comment period, as well as not prohibiting the public a comment period if they submitted a public comment form. So if the public has not submitted a public comment form, they're still able to make a public comment during the public comment period. Another stipulation in the bill states that if the state of emergency is active for more than 30 days, then Magnolia, the local agency, must make the findings every 30 days. So in essence, revisit this item and make a motion by or before 30 days. It's worth noting that in with us following the provisions of AB 361, that this will mean that our school sites will be closed in order to protect the health and safety of our board, staff, and our stakeholders and families. But we have been working with letting the families know that we will be following the provisions of AB 361 at this current time, and they're always able to join in on the meetings via the links. And if there's any issues with that, they're able to communicate with me, just so the public has the opportunity to continue participating in the board meetings. As mentioned prior in the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting, in regards to committees, the committees must also make a motion to their own findings for that committee to follow the provisions of AB 361. That includes all MPS committees. So the committees will still have to follow those provisions as stated in AB 361. And with that, I'll turn it back to Mr. Rubalcaba. He wants to add anything else.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you for that comprehensive summary, and thank you for representing us on this issue and for us to bring this forward to the board. I have nothing to add at this time. I will send it back over to you.
Thank you. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If there's no questions or comments from our board members, the motion is for the Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors to adopt the findings related to the ability of the board to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 5495. Would a board member like to move the motion?
That's so moved. This is Amit.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll now take roll call. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Digbesh?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next, we'll move on to action item 2B, approval of revisions to the 2021 through 22 teachers and non-classroom based academic personnel NCBA. This will be presented by Mr. Ajar, our Chief Operations Officer.
Good evening, board members. The item in front of you is the simple revision to our existing scale that we needed to make make it better for our teachers to substitute for others, also to help actually us with the independent study options that we are going to introduce you today. So there are three revisions in front of you. The first one is currently we have two types of add-ons in our scale. The first one is the one-time add-on sheets, and the second one is the annual add-on. So in the one-time add-on sheet, we have the item as subbing for another teacher, which is currently $35 an hour. We are trying to actually, you know, make it $50 an hour. This item is already actually budgeted in the teachers' salaries. When they don't come, there is the payout actually bank that we use it in place of that. So this $15 increase actually will be covered by that. So there is no additional budget required for this. And the second one, actually, if you can read it, my eyes, actually, the second revision.
You're on mute, Swat.
Excuse me. Which is $35 an hour. This is something new. We didn't add this before. Again, this is to cover, actually, for any absent teacher. We don't need any extra budget for this. And the third one is we are actually introducing a new annual add-on item, which is independent study, synchronous instruction, hourly assignments. So we are introducing $1,800 for 30 minutes of independent study instruction and $3,600 for the 60 minutes synchronous teaching instruction. And the budget, actually, the component for this one is already part of this document. And I'm here to answer any questions that you may come up.
Thank you, Suat. I'm gonna make this a three-team race. Thank you, this is Alfredo Rubalcaba. I'm gonna turn it over to Erdin Tajar, our Chief Academic Officer, to give a bit more context on the fluidity of our synchronous instruction specific to independent study. So you get a better context as to why we are doing this. Erdin?
Yes, good evening, board members. This is Erdin Tajar, Chief Academic Officer. Independent study program is under still, not still, but have been under development by legislation. And we do actually have an item coming to you on independent study policy update in the upcoming board meeting, regular board meeting, October 14th. Which you'll be seeing the changes coming along. To capture this as soon as possible, we wanted to include in our add-on schedule the synchronous learning requirement that part of our independent study program, our teachers are providing and will be providing synchronous instruction. And this is going to give the opportunity for teachers to be compensated for their preparation and delivery of the synchronous instruction revisions after AB 130 and AB 167. Now we have clear understanding of the requirements, and this will make our programs stronger and teachers capable and interested in teaching the synchronous learning times. So with that, I'll turn over to back to Swat.
Actually, I'm gonna turn it over to one of our school sites because the first two is grounded on the feedback we're receiving from our school sites. As you know, this year has been super challenging because of the Delta variant and also because This is the first time that we've brought back all of our students after 18 months of being in the pandemic. Although we opened up last year, you know, that was in a hybrid fashion, which was with 20% of our kids or less. So I just, when we meet with the principals during the principals meeting, we discuss issues like these. And as all of you know, currently the state is going through a teacher shortage, which in turn leads to a substitute shortage, which means we have to use our internal resources to ensure that the kids, there's a continuity of learning and that we're connecting with them on a social emotional level. So I'm gonna turn it over to Gokhan as our principal representative, just to give a bit more context as to why this is needed, specifically around the sub price going up and also to cover SSR and advisory period. Gokhan.
Good evening, board members, public, and our wonderful MPS team. This is Gokhan Sirs, regional director and principal at MSA San Diego. And as you know, during the pandemic, one of the biggest challenges, maybe you saw it on the news, maybe you actually checked it on the newspapers too, that there are even some districts, because of the teacher shortages and sub shortages, they are planning to even go to distance learning in some cases. So in our cases, we still deal with the same issues. And when we have any teacher deal with a symptom, COVID-related symptom, we end up actually telling the teacher to go home because we need to follow the health and safety protocols. And in that case, some days it is happening only for, you know, in the afternoon, and sometimes it is the whole all day. But when we cannot find a sub, it's always really practical to utilize our teachers and ask for that dedication to use their prep time to cover for the classes. And when we do that, it is not really that attractive to provide, you know, something that's less than what we actually pay to sub companies, because we actually, our teachers actually teach. So when we look at that, we discussed with our teams that how can we actually appreciate our teachers more? Not that maybe it is really enough to appreciate what they do, but I think with this increase, we will have really clear guidance to share with the teachers that yes, we value your time. Yes, we really appreciate so that you are being a team player. And this way we can actually, with this increase, at least we can match what we are really paying to the substitute companies already. And again, the SSR, when we, let's say a teacher out for only 2 hours, and if we try to get a sub, then we are really paying the full day price for the sub, or even the half day is over close to $200. And when our internal staff covers that class, it is still more budget efficient in that aspect too. So it's a win-win in this case for our schools. That's all I would like to share about the sub piece. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Thank you, Gokhan. And I'm gonna turn it over last but not least to our interim CFO, Haroon. I think Swat did speak about the budget piece, but to be a little bit more technical, I'm going to turn it over to Haroon to add some more context. Haroon?
Thank you, Alfredo. Hello, everyone. This is Haroon Çiftçi, Interim Chief Financial Officer. As you're aware, the schools have been receiving one-time COVID payments, including LLM, GEAR, GF, SR funds, AB86, ELOC, and et cetera. So we're gonna be using the, I believe, AB86 ELOC grant for this cost. As you know, most of these funds require additional and supplemental services, and we are trying to make sure that we do not return any of these funds and spend as efficient as possible. And so basically we will be using one-time COVID grants for this cost.
Thank you, Haroon. And with that, I'm gonna turn it over back to Jen to get us started with the questions. Jen?
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? If there are no questions or comments from our board, the motion is for the board
I have a question.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
So for this change, then are we making a temporary change? Because essentially, once we are, I think, making this update to this assignment lists, like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 years down the road, is it going to be still the same or?
Yeah, I could address that question. So thank you, Dr. Dikpas, for the question. This is Alfredo Rubalcaba. So for us, yes, as you know, every year we bring this pay scale to you in the month of March. So we do revise it. So the hope is that as we get closer to the end of the year, that we do not have to offer independent study for 22-23, and therefore removing this additional fund for specifically the synchronous learning for teachers. The other two pieces, the substitute increase, and then also for covering SSR advisory, we will review as a team and see what that looks like across the schools and be able to make a decision. But we will bring this item to you again in March and see what the local context is at the time. I'm hoping to say that we don't have to offer independent study for next year. But as you know, this pandemic has created a lot of different things that we haven't been able to predict. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, thanks. I think I was wondering if, like, in the list, like for item 9 and 22, is kind of, would it help to say, hey, the regular cost is, let's say, for item 9 is $35, but for school year of 2021-2022, it becomes 50, and then later it needs to be discussed again to for the new price. But if you are saying it's going to come back, then in that case, I think, yeah, that is also the same result.
Yes, definitely noted, and we will make sure that these specific items are discussed when we bring this before you again. Thank you for your feedback.
The reason is, yes, since we are seeing, like as Harun said, we are using this other COVID-related money to pay for that, so that's why I'm saying to kind of make sure that we are covering from the budget. Thanks for your explanation. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Dikpas.
Any further questions or comments from our board members? Perfect. If not, the motion is to approve the revised 2021 through 22 teachers and non-classroom based academic personnel NCBA. Would a board member like to move the motion?
Yes, so moved. This is Amit.
I second it.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanol. Thank you, Dr. Dikpas, for seconding, and I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanol?
Yes.
Dr. Dikpas?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammadov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I ask Ms. Covarrubias if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 7:29 p.m.
Yes, again, I would like to thank everybody for attending our meeting and their hard work, and now adjourning our meeting.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
I think we should continue finishing on time like this. Thanks.
Good night. Now on to the next.